Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The first mystery. Today we meditate on the deadly sin of anger. Now, anger of itself is a God-given emotion meant to prompt us to achieve something difficult, correct some evil, or endure something we can't change without becoming evil ourselves. So this God-given emotion of anger is meant to be constructive. It's meant to give us energy, the power to correct an evil we can change, or endure an evil we cannot change. However, anger becomes sinful when it's destructive. When we blow up, curse, yell at our kids, and say and do very hurtful things. Or when anger is disproportionate to the situation. It's too strong and lasts too long, like going postal over minor things. Or holding on to grudges, resentment, and hatred. Or when anger is directed to an evil that is not your place to correct. If you're getting angry about people or situations or policies that you can't change and that you have no right to change, things that are beyond your scope of authority, well, how can that anger be constructive? So are you getting angry about decisions of political authorities or church authorities? What good is that kind of anger going to do anyone? Why worry about the decisions you can't make? The point of anger, good anger, is to help you carry out the decisions that are within the scope of your authority, not beyond it. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. The virtue of meekness is the antidote to sinful anger. Now, when I say meekness, what is the first word that comes to mind? That's right, you think of weakness. But meekness is not weakness. In fact, it's just the opposite. Meekness is the calm strength that harnesses the power of anger and directs it to the good. During the Exodus, Moses is described as the meekest man who ever lived, but he was no wimp or pushover. In fact, he was the only one in the world who could confront Pharaoh face to face and then lead 1 million rebellious Israelites through the desert for 40 years. And I don't think the people in the temple thought Jesus was weak when he drove them out with a whip. Yet he was meek, and he said, "Learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart." So maybe we need to rethink our understanding of meekness. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. Meekness is the virtue, the calm strength that harnesses the power of anger and uses it for good. Meekness is the transformation of the raw power of anger into disciplined strength. The training of war horses illustrates meekness. Wild stallions were brought down from the mountains and broken for riding. Some were used to pull wagons, some were raced, but the best were trained for warfare. They retained their fierce spirit, courage, power, but they were disciplined to respond to the slightest nudge or pressure of the rider's leg. They could gallop into battle at 35 miles per hour and come to a sliding stop at a word. And they were not frightened by arrows, spears, or torches. The war horse had power under authority, strength under control. It never ceased to be determined, strong, and passionate. However, it learned to bring its nature under the discipline of its rider, and it gave up being out of control and rebellious. To understand the virtue of meekness, picture a great stallion at full gallop on a field of battle who, at his master's voice, seizes up to an instant halt, awaiting the next order. We don't want to get rid of the power of anger, just harness it. And meekness is the calm strength that harnesses that good power of anger. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We can take on the virtue of meekness and control anger by two steps: check and command. When the emotion of anger begins to rage, check it, like a hockey player checking an opponent into the boards. Check the anger that's getting out of control. Stop it. Then command the right response. So when you face something which might tempt you to sinful anger, stop and think before you react. Check it. And then ask yourself, what do I really want in the end? A wake of destruction? No. I want union with God and good relationships with those around me. Well, keep that in the front of your mind. And then think, what can I do in this situation? If there is something you can or should do, then do it. Change what is possible. But if this thing is not your responsibility, or there is nothing that you can do, that it's beyond your control, then stay calm and stay out of it and command the right action. So remember, when anger rises, check and command. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. Now there is such a thing as righteous anger, and the model for it is Jesus in the temple. But be careful. Jesus was cleansing the temple, and too often we read that passage and think that we should follow him, primarily by getting outraged at the corruption of the church. We think the primary way to imitate Jesus' wrath is by reforming the institutional church or society. And certainly, we may have some small role in reforming the church and the world, but it's a small role, because we're not the Pope or the President or the Bishop or the Governor. We're not even the priest or a congressman. And of course, in the New Testament, the temple doesn't primarily represent the church. It represents the individual Christian. You and I are each, says St. Paul, temples of the Holy Spirit. So against what evil should our wrath primarily be directed? What corruption are we primarily called to reform? Ourselves. Our sin. Our evil. Our vice. Our corruption. That's the primary evil we know. That's the primary evil we're called to correct. And if you're going to get angry about your own sin, and then use that energy to cleanse God's temple, which is your soul. Anger is the God-given energy first to change the evil within us, which is the only thing we can really control. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, never shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel,
defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, what caught your attention with this meditation, or maybe what, was there anything left out?
The thing I kept thinking about during this meditation is something that's very fitting, because I think a lot of our listeners probably listen in the car.
Oh.
And I was just thinking about, I think it's interesting that the thing that usually makes us the angriest are the things that are out of our control. And when we're driving, usually the thing that makes us angriest is that we don't have any control over other drivers. And so we sort of read into all of their movements and have all of these assumptions over, you could be going faster, you could have gotten out of my lane, you could have gone through that, you should have done this. And a lot of assumptions about, you want everyone to kind of have your best interests at heart all the time. And just, I don't know, I think of driving as a very psychological experience. That might not be everyone's first thought, but I'm very much thinking about what other people are thinking while they're driving.
Did I catch that right? What did you say about best interests?
You're assuming that everyone, or you want everyone to have your best interests at heart.
Is that what you're thinking when you're driving? Because that's not what I'm thinking.
I mean that people get angry because, how dare that guy be in my lane? He shouldn't be in my lane. Like, he should have gotten over. Why is he going so slow? Because he's trying to get where he wants to go, and you want him to get out of your way.
Okay, I think you're touching now.
I'm not saying we actually believe people have our best interest at heart. But no. It's like we forget that we're all kind of out for ourselves when we're driving.
Well, I as I drive down the road, mm-hmm. I want all the lights to turn mm-hmm. green in front of me and red for everybody else.
Yep.
And I want everyone else to get out of my way because the way I drive is really an expression of my pride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That I want the whole world to revolve around me. And when it doesn't, I'm upset. I'm angry.
See, our pride is a little different when we're driving because I drive like it's a race. You know when you pull up to, oh, the light turns red and you pull up next to the car next to you? And they don't know it, but I'm looking at them and I'm looking at the light and I'm looking at them and I'm ready to race.
Well, it's certainly.
Because I always, in my head, I think, oh, I will have a much better drive if I can get out in front of this guy and then get over. Instead of waiting for them to naturally get ahead and then falling into the lane I want. I always have to beat everyone out.
Do you think that we get angry about what we can't control
mm-hmm.
because of pride?
Elaborate.
Why would we get angry about anything that we can't control? It's because we can't control it. What makes us, what I'm saying is what's at the root of our anger is pride.
Mm.
Because we're face to face with the fact that
things aren't bending to our will.
We're not God.
Mm.
And it makes us angry.
I would also say,
do you agree with that?
Yes, in the fact that all things are rooted in pride. But I just want to say, in a more detailed, minute view, I think it's that there are things, usually when we're driving, if we are angry at other people, it's because there are things that we can control that we've neglected, and we don't want to do those things. For instance, one of the most upsetting and true things someone has ever said to me, I was like, I was late, I got pulled over, I was trying to get here as fast as I could, and they were like, I don't think you would have had to get pulled over if you had just driven at normal speed. And I was like, well, no, so like make everything in time. And they were like, so you could have just left a little earlier. And I was like, no. But yes, to every degree, I get angry when I'm on the road because I treat every other factor as if that's the factor holding me back. And when the real factor are the things that are in my control, but I don't want to be angry at me. I don't want to change those things. I don't want to actually do anything about the things I have control over.
I totally agree with the point you're making. But the way you phrased it in the beginning helped me to see a deeper connection between pride and anger.
Mm-hmm.
Your original
self-focused.
Your original comment, all of a mm-hmm. sudden, your original comment enlightened me to help me see, wow, pride really isn't one of the seven deadly sins. It really is the root of all the deadly sins. And you, by your comment, a light bulb went on. And I went, wow, I really see how my anger is caused by my pride. Because I hate it when I face something I can't control because I want to be God.
I really respect, we can make fun of the current generation a lot for a lot of new vocabulary, but I think there's nothing more true than main character syndrome.
What does that mean?
So it's not helpful to a lot of people.
And by the way, are you in the new generation? Well,
technically there's a new generation. So
are you the second? You're after that.
I think I belong to the blank generation.
What's after that?
No, that's a song. But so it wouldn't be helpful if you looked someone in the eye and you were like, you think you're a god? Because they're like, I'm not trying to control the world. But we are trying to control everything in our lives and our whole story. And we want everyone around us to succumb to us and our will.
Yeah.
So main character syndrome is talking about when you really think that you're the main character of your of the book, the main character of the world, the main character of the story. So you think everything should revolve around you.
Wow, that's really...
It's really accurate. And that's, I think, that's how I come to understand what you're talking about with pride. And how we get angry on the road.
Yeah. You are right.
Which is why I like to drive in a very psychological fashion, because it kind of reminds me that I'm not the only person in the road driving and thinking about these things. And I really want to urge people to be so careful about road. Intensely dangerous on so many levels, including the decisions we'll make if we're angry, but also... Every move you make on the road might make someone else angry, and they might start making very dangerous moves towards you, whether that is with their vehicle or in any other form. I've heard of shootings. I've heard of plenty of things. Do not make other people angry on the road. Just remember that that's always a potential.
Yeah.
You're not the main character. You're not the only person who's thinking. You're not the only person who's getting angry on the road. If you brake check that person or cut someone off because you're really angry and you want to show them that you're angry, they might show you that they're angry too.
You know, it struck me as you have said this, like this thing about the main character.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my story. It's his story. History. It's really the story of what God is doing in the world. And I get to be a part of that, mm-hmm. but it's not my story.
And all of us as characters are equal in that.
Yeah, I like that. It doesn't revolve around me. It's his story. History.
You are so pleased. That's good.
I didn't come up with that. But this conversation has really... It's helped me see things in a different way, broader way. But that's the whole point of conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that's the whole point of conversation. Helps us see reality in a more multifaceted way. Thank you.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.